Wendy Henry and Ricky Perkins joining me on the program from the Cameron Nordic Ski Club. How are you both doing today?
Great, thanks. Woohoo, feeling pretty excited.
Yeah, no kidding. We've got Biathlon World Cup action this week. This is a huge event, and I don't know if people realize how big it is because it's been like 20 years since we've had a Biathlon World Cup event in Cammore, which is amazing.
It's been a long time. We've got over 24 countries here racing this weekend. It's going to be great to see our local biathletes competing. So we want lots of people out there, lots of cheering. There's going to be a free stand. It's the Canmore Nordic Ski Club stand. We want tons of people to come out and fill that stand. There's going to be treats, there's going to be prizes, lots of cheering. Get on out there and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, so where can people find a schedule of when the races are actually taking place?
The Canmore Nordic Ski Club website. It's also in the local papers, and if you Google Canmore Biathlon. So the race days are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be two races both of those days. And on Thursday and Friday, there are sprint races in the morning at 11:15.
Now, I heard there was some talk about a grandstand that was sold out. This is something completely different than the grandstand that's sold out, right?
The grandstand that's sold out is a paid place for viewing. The Cammore Nordic Ski Club stand, however, is going to be one big party in the bleacher. So it's totally free. Dress up, cheer, come on out.
So I understand you'll be providing some noisemakers and a fun party atmosphere up there.
100%. If anyone's seen a race in Europe, you'll know that it's loud and boisterous. We have cowbells, we've got flags, we've got a lot of prizes donated by our sponsors, coffee, hot chocolate. It is going to be one big party. Come and join us.
And I guess we got to show off Cammore pride to the rest of the world, because this is a huge spectator sport and television sport in Europe, isn't it?
Biathlon apparently is the most watched sport in Europe. They really want our stand, our biathlon range full of people, because it's going to look so great to the rest of the world, see Cammore out there and show them how we embrace Nordic sports and our winter.
So Vicky, I understand you have a child in biathlon.
I sure do. I have a beautiful girl who's been doing biathlon for 6 years, and as a family we are absolutely thrilled to be welcoming the world community to our home turf.
From a standpoint of seeing all these Canadian biathletes, I mean, what does that mean for your daughter?
As a child growing up in Cammore, I think there's been a lot of really great role models, Rosanna Crawford being one of them. I remember her being there with Emma in her program and volunteering her time to help develop our young athletes. So getting to see her compete here at a World Cup level is absolutely thrilling.
Now, as a spectator sport, what can people expect from biathlon for those who may have never been to see a biathlon?
This is a race where it's anyone's game. It goes right till the end, so it can turn at the very last minute. So even one of our last World Cup events, we saw a person skiing in third place who in the very last round shot clean. His two competitors missed one shot, and he was from Germany, and he won the race. So super exciting.
I understand the Cammore Nordic Ski Club putting on this big fan stand area. Are there a few other people who are helping you guys out here?
There's Trail Sports, Valhalla Pure, Panago, JK Bakery, The Bagel Company, The Range, Ascent Physio, The North Face Store in Banff, huge sponsor, Canmore Printcraft and Stickworks, and Laurie Buxton has helped design some great banners. So it'll be easy to find the stand. Look for the Canmore Nordic Ski Club stand. And there's a big jumbotron across from there as well. So you're going to be able to see all the action up close.
We should probably mention as well the free shuttle, because there's not going to be much public parking on site.
Behind Arts Place, where the Rome bus stops, there's a free shuttle on race days running every 15 minutes. And it's starting at 7:45.
Right on. World Cup biathlon races. We've got them going on Thursday through Sunday. And again, you can check out the Cammore Nordic Ski Club website, Google Cammore Biathlon, check out the Cammore Winter Carnival page. All the schedules are on there. Wendy and Vicky, thanks so much for joining us on the show, and we'll see you in the stands.
Thank you, Rob.